I'm Beth Roden. I'm the Global Head of Communications for the Crop Science Division at Bayer.
The Future of Farming Dialogue, this is the third year for this event. Why do you do this?
So the Future Farming Dialogue is really our opportunity to bring in influencers, journalists, farmers, growers, even our employees are watching via our social channels, and we really want to have an opportunity to engage in a dialogue, to really talk about the challenges and the opportunities that are facing our industry, and that's why we call it Future Farming. So the more we can lean into what's coming down the road and starting to really create those conversations is really the purpose behind this event. We used to do the traditional press conference where we'd bring journalists in, we'd stand up there, we would tell our story, we would answer a few questions, and then everybody would go on their merry way. And we want to be that company that people come to because we want to have a discussion. We want to listen, we want to learn, we want to put that into our thinking. And so really this format of having the dialogue, having people come in and spend the time together is really what we're striving for.
And there is, in addition to that, there's some hall talk. I'm hearing people from other countries talking to one another, journalists from other countries. It's more than what we see on stage.
Absolutely. So we really work hard to make sure that we're looking and bringing in journalists from around the globe. So from Brazil, Argentina, India, China, the United States, Canada, you know, Europe countries, Italy, France, the UK, Germany, et cetera. So we really want to create that conversation and the dialogue. The media plays such an important role in helping share the conversation and shape the conversation, not only within agriculture, but we're all connected digitally. And the more we can all have a stronger voice in the external world to those consumers that don't necessarily today understand where their food comes from, the better off we're all going to be as an industry in the long run. So really bringing those folks together is really part of it as well, is that fostering those relationships, and you can call upon people now from the other part of the world.
Beth, what do you and your communications team with Bayer do with what you learn here? And I know that some of those conversations the speeches, if you will, and they're not really speeches, the presentations, you already know about them from the folks with Bayer, but some of these other people, what do you do with that information?
So for us, it's about listening, really. So yes, we know a lot of the content. We're working as the planning team with the presenters coming in, but it's the questions that come in. It's the questions from the different journalists and influencers. It's the coffee talk that you're having when you start to foster a relationship and you learn something about a particular challenge in a part of the world that you may not have known if you didn't have this opportunity to kind of slow down and listen and learn. So we really look at the insights that we gain from here. We look at the conversations and what's covered. So what are people talking about and sparks their interest in the social space? What do journalists cover? What do they go home and report about? So that we have a better understanding of really our key stakeholders and how we can better serve and be a resource to media and influencers in the future as well.
I'm talking to you before the event is over. But just looking back at what you've heard so far today, what did you get really buzzed up about, or what will you take with you?
I think for me, I mean, one of the things I love the most is the next generation leaders in agriculture. I find it fascinating that they all don't come from on farm. They come from different parts of the world, different walks of life, different backgrounds, and they are so passionate about trying to solve and find ways to make sure that we all have the opportunity to have safe and affordable food. And they're so energetic, they're so passionate, and they really inspire me that, you know, we're going to be okay in the future because we have these young, bright minds that are really putting their heads together to do the right thing.
And I need to ask, as communications head for Bayer Global, 3 weeks ago, things changed. How is that going?
It's honestly been fantastic. So we talk about advancing together as one. And, you know, we've been in the planning phases for so long and had to really operate as two separate companies. And I can say that the last 3 weeks have just been amazing in terms of the engagement, the curiosity, the willingness to talk to each other, listen and learn. And how do we really bring the best of the best programs and really create that new company that really wants to have an opportunity to lead agriculture into the future and be part of that dialogue and discussion. So it's been a whirlwind. I've traveled back to the States a few times back here, going to India next week. So a lot of travel, but every one of those flights is totally worth it because you meet people and you have the opportunity to learn from them, listen, and really start to form those connections.
my ultimate end user of the product that I produce is the farmer. So tell me what this means for them.
Our commitment from the beginning has really been about we need to bring innovation faster and quicker to farmers so that they have all the tools at their access in their toolbox so they can continue to do what they do best, which is produce safe and affordable food, fuel, and fiber, so that the rest of us get to do what we want to do and we're not out there in the field picking those weeds.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to add?
I would just say, thank you really for all of that you do to share the message. And I would encourage everyone to go check out our new website, Farm Meets Table. It's designed to really address consumers' needs. So it has a lot of content out there that's easily readable, snackable, shareable. And would encourage everyone to go out there and take a look, share it.